Beginning Saturday, the state of Wisconsin will require masks at all public indoor locations. It's a move that's already upsetting some Republicans here, as WUWM's Latoya Dennis reports.
Democratic Governor Tony Evers said Thursday that Wisconsin must take new action to fight the spread of the coronavirus.
The tide has turned and we've seen a surge in new cases across our state. Although we're fighting the same pandemic, we find ourselves in a completely different situation than one we were in just a few months ago.
Evers says his goal from the beginning has been to let science dictate his response to the virus, and he says that now is no different.
So today I declared a new statewide public health emergency as we battle the new surge of COVID-19 across our state. I also announced a new face covering order that will go into effect on August 1st at 12:01 a.m. Give folks enough time to get face coverings if they don't already have them.
The mandate applies to anyone age 5 and older, and masks would not be required while eating and drinking at public indoor places. To those who feel as though Wisconsin doesn't need a statewide mandate, Evers says this.
Well, we tried their way. Folks, it's not working. Our statewide efforts to combat this virus have worked before, and so that's what we announced here today.
The state on Thursday announced that another 1,059 people had tested positive. Andrea Palm is the Wisconsin Department of Health Services Secretary Designee. She says community spread in all but two counties in Wisconsin is high.
So what do we mean by community spread? We mean COVID-19 is widespread enough that interacting in the community may be all that it takes to expose you to the virus.
Still, some members of the Wisconsin GOP say that the governor is once again overreaching, as they say he did with the coronavirus restrictions this spring. In a statement, State Senator Chris Kapinga says that Evers has overstepped his authority in an unconstitutional attempt to limit people's freedoms by issuing the mask order. Kapinga went on to call the mandate a clear abuse of Evers' emergency declaration powers in an attempt to manufacture fear and panic. Republicans sued over Evers' original emergency stay-at-home orders and won. So far, there have been more than 52,000 reported cases of the coronavirus in Wisconsin, and more than 900 people here have died. Latoya Dennis, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.